news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
7:06, FM Talk 106.5. The White House says the impeachment inquiry lacks any legitimate constitutional foundation. We'll talk about that coming up. Also, Montgomery's first black mayor elected yesterday. Details on that. And if you free range your dogs, Mobile County says get ready to pay. No more. If you're the person who let the dogs out, you could be fined for it. We'll tell you more about that coming up. Kelly's got more headlines on the way. We'll check in with Dr. Bill in just a second. I can give you a sneak preview. No 90s for highs today. And now Kane has more with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pits and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, once again, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear, finding heavier traffic down Ziegler University, also Moffitt near 65, but accident-free conditions. No delays from the 1065 split. If you're traveling in from the Eastern Shore, still a good ride across the Bayway to downtown. Improve your health and maintain your beach body one bite at a time. Join us today for the pop-up soup and salad bar inside the Battle House Hotel in downtown Mobile. Enjoy fresh greens, a variety of toppings, soups, and warm yeast rolls from 11 to 1:30. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated showers. High temperatures will be in the upper 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated showers and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Since 1921, Baldwin Mutual Insurance Company has been the place to get insurance coverage for Alabama residents for protection of homes, farms, and commercial property. For complete property and liability coverage, see Baldwin Mutual Insurance Company, 315 East Laurel Avenue in Foley, providing outstanding property and casualty coverage for the Gulf Coast since 1921 and a proud supporter of Auburn University. War Eagle.
All right, 7:08, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Morning, Sean Dalton, Dr. Bill Kane, and Kelly with our headlines. And by the way, coming up after 8 o'clock, Jeff Poor joins us. We'll talk with him and you. Phone number, text line 343-0106. Remember, check out the website, fmtalk1065.com. You get all kind of stuff there. Of course, streaming the station there. If you want to sit there at your desktop, listen to the station at work or wherever you go, you can go right there to the front page of FM Talk 106.5. Also, take part in our 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. Yeah, they're trying this again. Try to move Halloween to the last Saturday in October instead of the 31st. So, should Halloween be moved from October 31st to the last Saturday in October? 14% of y'all say yes.
Wow.
So, y'all go vote right now, plus three big things. Top news stories of the day waiting for you all at fmtalk1065.com. Right now, Kelly's got our headlines.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Ready, set, let the qualifying begin for candidates for the U.S. Senate, U.S. House, and other positions for the March 3rd primary. Tuesday was day one for Republicans and the Alabama Republican Party to qualify. Candidates, they pay a fee and file documents to officially qualify for placement on the ballot. Democrats, they open their qualifying period on September the 27th. Qualifying ends on November 8th for both parties. So far, as of noon Tuesday, three candidates had qualified for the Senate race. Businessman Stanley Adair of Haleyville, Secretary of State John Merrill, and State Representative Arnold Mooney of Birmingham. On the other side of the aisle, the highest profile race is for the U.S. Senate seat held by Democrat Doug Jones. Jones won the seat in a special election in December of 2017, and he is also running for re-election. The Alabama Republican Party says that they plan to update a list of qualified candidates on its website throughout the day. Now, all seven Alabama congressional seats are on the ballot, including two with no incumbent. Representative Bradley Byrne, who represents the 1st District, is running for support the Senate instead of seeking re-election. U.S. Representative Martha Roby, a Republican from Montgomery, who has represented the 2nd District since 2010, decided not to seek a 6th term. This morning, the Mobile County Public School System, you will notice, is increasing security around the school system after an online threat circulates on Snapchat. Mobile Police Department stated that their team of investigators is working with the Gulf Coast Technology Center and assessing the nature of the potential threat involving someone shooting up the school BHS. At this hour, Mobile Police are still working to figure out if BHS is Baker High School or Blunt High School or possibly a different school. Police Department and the Gulf Coast Technology Center are asking both parents and students to not repost or recirculate posts mentioning potential school threats, but rather call police immediately. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Azalea City Hand and Rehab offers physical and occupation therapy with a hands-on, holistic approach, building a bridge to better health and wellness through physical and occupational therapy. Azalea City Rehab on Facebook, Twitter, and AzaleaCityRehab.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. People in Santa Rosa County have voted down a proposed 1-cent sales tax for infrastructure. More than 67% said no to the tax. The 1% sales tax was set to replace the current half-cent sales tax expiring December 31st. County officials say the tax hike, if passed, would have generated $180 million over 10 years for road improvement and capital infrastructure projects. Mobile police have not yet released the name of a man hit and killed by a car in Mobile last night. It happened on Noel Avenue. That's off the I-65 Service Road near Old Shell Road. Mobile Baykeeper has released the bacterial results from the sewage spill in Fish River Monday. E. coli has been detected, but there is not a large enough amount to cause major concern. The swimming threshold for E. coli is 235 per 100 milliliters. County Road 64 is slightly above the threshold at 262. The other locations on Highway 104, Bohemian Park, and County Road 32 are under the threshold. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
714 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. You said Libby Whitlow's out for how long?
At least a month to a month and a half.
Wow, that's going to be tough for Auburn for sure. At least he has a 1 week here to recover.
Yep, a bye week coming up.
Yeah, they don't need him here this week, but that's tough.
The good news is they have a veteran there behind him in Cam Martin and a couple youngins up and coming. But Booby Whitlow, the most touchdowns, rushing touchdowns in the SEC and second most rushing yards. It's going to be a tough loss.
All right. We'll talk more about that in sports coming up, and we'll do it right now with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by Azalea City Rehab and the Carrot Patch.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Auburn baseball plays a fall ball game today at Columbus State. Head coach Butch Thompson lays out what's after that.
We'll get up bright and early before the sun comes up, go see the Army Rangers over at Fort Benning.
Very nice.
We'll go through the Malvesti obstacle course and then come on back and get caught up on fall break with everybody else. And then October the 18th will be our one exhibition game here at Plainsman Park against AUM. And the function of playing AUM is we want to be a part of celebrating AUM naming their baseball field for their season opener after QV Lowe, one of Auburn's greatest baseball players. And I'm glad that we got connected on that. We get get to be a part of that.
Thompson's Tigers open the regular season in February, on the 14th to be exact, at Plainsman Park. Alpha Insurance is proud to support the Tigers. Find a local agent at alphainsurance.com. Auburn men's basketball is also gearing up for a new year. The exhibition game is November 1st. With so many newcomers, Bruce Pearl is evaluating daily.
The guys that are on the floor for us, particularly the younger players, to some extent, it'll make a statement about the fact that they're the better player than the other freshmen, but not completely, in the sense that sometimes the guys that may be out there early have just picked it up a little sooner. Doesn't mean that at the end of the day they're going to wind up being the best player in 2 or 3 years, but right now they're the most ready. And so that's the balance beam that we're trying to walk.
Auburn's exhibition game comes against Eckerd on November 1st. We'll have the broadcast for you on some radio stations and anywhere on auburntigers.com and the Auburn Athletics app. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
My husband's found a secret, Carrot Patch Jewelers. He actually likes shopping at the Carrot Patch. The friendly staff always helps him choose something perfect and at a price he's happy to pay. Fine diamonds, colored stone rings, pendants, and earrings with the newest styles, classic and timeless. Even fashion pieces, too. Since 1982, Carrot Patch Jewelers is still your I didn't just think of you today store. Do like my husband and shop where you're sure to find the gifts you'll love for eternity. Now in their brand new location at 800 Hillcrest Road, Carrot Patch Jewelers.
Azalea City Hand and Rehab, a trusted provider of occupational and physical therapy services in Mobile for 40 years, now offers the finest quality CBD products to aid in your quest for better health. These nutraceuticals are independent, third-party tested with online results available. They are chemical and pesticide-free and come from trusted suppliers who only use a heat and pressure extraction process. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, or at AzaleaCityRehab.com to schedule a free consult to answer all your CBD questions. Let us help you achieve better health.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated showers. High temperatures will be in the upper 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 70, and then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated showers and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
For 20 years, locally owned and operated Pro Tent Window Tinting has been protecting Mobile area homes, businesses, and vehicles from damaging heat and sun rays. Pro Tent specializes in premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films and offers a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. Blow out your window with a rock while mowing the lawn? It's covered. Angry ex put a golf club through your windshield? It's covered. Pro Tent Window Tinting. Like us on Facebook to check out our work. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m., so come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content. Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5, turning up your voice.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers still not working any new accidents. Been a good ride across the Bayway so far through the city. Accident-free conditions. Watch for the school buses, but nothing out of the ordinary. Airport, Spring Hill, and Dolphin at 65, all running smooth. Whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery. Call 888-BE-TOWED, and you can see them online at pittsandsonstowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
All right, 720 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Yeah, Dr. Bill says high today No 90s, we'll say that. And he has a look at our weekend ahead, a little bit cooler by the weekend. Details coming up in just about 15 minutes. So we'll give you an update, to a quick weather update coming up in just a few more. Also on the way this morning, Jeff Poor joins us coming up after 8 o'clock. Lots to talk about with him, and we'd love to hear from you. Text line is open at 343-0106, 343-0106. And on the way, if you're somebody who lets the dogs out,
Who
lets the dogs out, you could be fined in Mobile County. We'll give you details on that coming up. Right now, Kelly has more headlines.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. History has been made in Montgomery as voters there have elected their first black mayor in 200 years. Montgomery County Probate Judge Stephen Reed defeated television station owner David Woods in Tuesday's runoff. With 46 of 48 precincts being counted in, Reed had 32,511 votes, or 67% of the votes. Woods had 15,891 votes, or 33%. Of the votes. Reed said in part, quote, "It's not going to be about the first. It's not even going to be about the best. It's going to be about the impact that we make on the lives of others." Reed replaces Todd Strange, who did not seek re-election. Strange had been mayor since 2009. State prison officials are on high alert and investigating the death of a second inmate this week at the William E. Donaldson Correctional Facility. According to Alabama Department of Corrections officials, the body of 53-year-old Elvin Burnsie was found Monday afternoon at the prison. Burnsie was found lying unconscious on the top tier of his room. Burnsie was immediately taken to the infirmary where life-saving measures were administered, but he was pronounced dead at the facility at 3:58 p.m. He was serving a life sentence out of Houston County for first-degree robbery. Just last Saturday, another inmate, 35-year-old Stephen Edward Davis, also died at the facility. That followed some sort of altercation with corrections officers. ADOC's Investigations and Intelligence Division, they are investigating both cases. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
722 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Interesting, the story, a little more to it, the election of the first black mayor of Montgomery. What I'm interested in is, let's start talking about why he's going to be a good mayor, okay? Like, this is great, first black mayor. Let's talk about now why he's going to be a good mayor. That's what's going to be interesting to me. Also, the connection here with, so probate judge Stephen Reed, who is now going to be mayor of Montgomery, his dad is Joe Reed of the Alabama Democrat Party.
Oh.
Along with Nancy Worley, who is, a lot of people say, messed the Alabama Democrat Party up enough that the National Democrat Party pulled the credentials and they're disinvited to the convention. As in, like, when they will go. And from the great state of Alabama, there'll be empty chairs.
So they'll just start with Alaska.
Yes, pretty much. They're trying to work a thing right now and change some things in that. But that's, his dad is Joe Reed. All right, 723 FM Talk 106.5. And let's talk more about what's going on in Washington as the White House is refusing to cooperate with the impeachment inquiry. Suzanne Malveaux from Westwood One with more on this.
President Trump continuing to stonewall House Democrats in their investigation efforts. The White House sending a scathing letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and House committees refusing to cooperate, calling the impeachment inquiry illegitimate and unconstitutional. Pelosi sending her own strongly worded warning, writing, "Mr. President, you are not above the law. You will be held accountable."
The president is obstructing Congress from getting the facts that we need. That is an abuse of power for him to act in this way. And that is one of the reasons that we have an impeachment inquiry.
The war of words heating up after the White House blocked the U.S. ambassador to the European Union, Gordon Sondland, from appearing before three House committees on Tuesday. His attorney writing in a statement, "Ambassador Sondland is profoundly disappointed that he will not be able to testify." House Democrats immediately issuing a subpoena to the ambassador.
The failure to produce this witness, the failure to produce these documents, we consider yet additional strong evidence of obstruction.
But a defiant President Trump claiming he wanted Sondland to testify, blaming the Democrats in a tweet, writing, Unfortunately, he would be testifying before a totally compromised kangaroo court where Republicans' rights have been taken away. Trump's GOP allies nearly repeating those words verbatim as a defense.
What we see in this impeachment is a kangaroo court.
I think it was described today as a kangaroo court, and that's probably being nice.
House Democrats say it's crucial to press forward with their investigation.
The president doesn't make the rules for the House of Representatives. That's the whole point here. Our objective is, in necessity, is that we go through this carefully and develop the evidence before we reach conclusions.
This coming as more details about President Trump's July 25th phone call with Ukraine's president emerge. As first reported in the New York Times, in a memo written by the first whistleblower, a White House official who listened in on the call described it as crazy, frightening, and completely lacking in substance related to national security, adding the official was visibly shaken by what had transpired. Sources tell CNN as soon as President Trump hung up the phone, his administration began a mad dash to prevent fallout from the conversation. And White House lawyers later ordered the transcript of Trump's call be moved to a highly secure server.
All right, so we'll talk more about this with Jeff coming up after 8 o'clock and with you at 343-0106. Now some Mobile County news. A story from our friend Devin Walsh over WKRG. If you don't keep your pets properly confined on your property, you can be ticketed and fined. New pet law passed last year, but it wasn't being enforced. Now, according to Mobile County Commission, animal control officers have the authority to enforce the law. The law states, every person owning or having in charge any dog or dogs shall at all time confine such dog or dogs to the limits of his own premises or the premises on which such dog or dogs is or are regularly kept.
That's, I love the legalese when we're talking dogs.
Can we put it in Sullivan-y? Keep your dog on your property.
Yeah, keep them fenced in or keep them on a leash.
Okay, I think that's my take on it. So as of now, they said they didn't have the people to do the enforcement before. Now they do. So in the past, I guess they passed this law, but they didn't have enough animal control officers. Okay, here it is. Yeah, a press release from Mobile County spokesperson Dina Pollard said on October 1st, 2019, 8 animal control officers were deputized by Mobile County Sheriff Sam Cochran and given the full authority to issue these new citations. So I guess that's animal control before couldn't issue citations. I guess. I don't know. I guess we could just pick up the dog.
Maybe legally couldn't do that, I guess.
Yeah, so now that's changed. So 8 of them now have been deputized, and they're out looking for you and your loose dog.
How great would it be if we could get some canine officers out there to enforce this and have the good dogs rounding up the... and just because a dog is off the leash or out of his home doesn't mean he's a bad dog. It means his owner.
It's the owners. Owners are responsible.
Not doing it. But if we could get the canine dogs to round them up and take them back to where they belong or take them to jail...
Why do I hear the Benny Hill music in the background when one of these deputized animal control officers comes around the corner and the dog sees them and they just dun dun dun, 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 dun and they're gone?
I hope they're relatively fit animal control officers. You don't want, you know, it's going to be tough chasing some of those dogs down if you're not in good shape.
Unless you have snacks.
That's a good point.
You know, and I don't know if that would be entrapment or anything like that, but if you had some snacks, you could lure the dogs closer and get them in for the capture.
You know, there have been some scary situations with dogs off their leashes that have attacked families,
yes,
and other people. But in my neighborhood, I mean, they just run loose. It's crazy. There are dogs everywhere.
So you're saying your neighborhood may be where they need to start this enforcement?
Please, start in my neighborhood. Round up all the dogs.
All right, 728, coming right back. The party was pumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas start the name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a pull my shout out. Who let the dogs out?
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Pensacola police officers were called to the parking lot of Cordova Mall around 3 o'clock Tuesday afternoon. A one-year-old baby was found inside a car asleep with the windows up and the car turned off. At the time, it was about 90 degrees. The door of the car was unlocked and the baby was taken across the street to Sacred Heart Hospital. 21-year-old Stephen Kroger of Milton was arrested and charged with child neglect. He's in the Escambia County Jail awaiting a bond hearing. Fairhope police say someone has been stealing copper pipe from 14 homes under construction in the city. Police want to talk to the owner of a car that was caught on camera in the area about the thefts. If you have any information about the crimes, contact Fairhope Police. A Mobile County constable has been arrested, accused of bribing a Mobile County business. Albert Kenmar was arrested last week. Deputies say Kenmar went into Bargain Barn in Grand Bay after two women who were members of his church had been arrested on shoplifting charges. The sheriff's office says he offered to pay the store owners in order to drop the charges. Kenmar posted bail the same day. He serves as a constable for Precinct 13. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Fall into savings at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes with great deals for hunting season. Lock up your weapons and your valuables with a Liberty CN24 gun safe for only $749. You'll save $250 off this 30-minute, lifetime warranted safe with electronic lock and pistol pocket included. Or save $700 on the 60-gun Fatboy Extreme. Have Mike Ward's professional team deliver your safe and take the worry out of it. That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at Exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
Turkey's foreign minister says his country will inform Syria, the United Nations, and others about an expected Turkish incursion into northern Syria under international law. The White House will not cooperate with committees investigating impeachment of President Trump. The administration blocked U.S. Ambassador to the European Union Gordon Sondland from testifying, prompting this response from House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff.
The failure to produce this witness, the failure to produce these documents, we consider yet additional strong evidence of obstruction.
The House has subpoenaed Sondland for testimony. Two people have been killed, one suspect arrested in a shooting incident near a synagogue in the eastern German town of Halle, according to local police. The incident comes on Yom Kippur, the holiest day in the Jewish calendar. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kushinka with Your Money Now. The UAW's top negotiator in talks with GM to resolve a more than three-week strike says a key issue separating the two sides is job security. UAW Vice President Terry Dittus wrote in a letter to UAW officials that union negotiators have made it clear that there's no job security for workers when GM products are made in other countries for the purpose of selling them here in the U.S. He says the union believes the vehicles GM sells here should be built here. GM declined to comment. The strike is cost GM more than $1 billion and forced it to idle operations in Canada and Mexico. The parent company of Toys R Us is turning to a rival to restart its e-commerce business ahead of the holiday shopping season. True Kids Brands is teaming up with Target to relaunch ToysRUs.com. The site features product reviews and direct shoppers to a buy button at Target.com to complete the purchase. The move comes as the first two new Toys R Us stores, one in Houston, one in New Jersey, will open in November. That's Your Money Now.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians, and it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
When it comes to my business, access and control of information is critical.
I need a partner I can trust 24/7. CSpire Business was the easy choice.
Their IT experts have the experience and insight we need.
Connectivity, cloud, cybersecurity. CSpire worked with us to find the best technologies for our unique needs.
Having a top IT team isn't optional anymore.
CSpire has my back now and into the future.
Insight, experience, your IT partner.
C Spire Business. Customer inspired.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. You called it yesterday. I watched it. It got close, but it did not get to 90 yesterday.
88 degrees, the official high yesterday, and looks like we're going to do it again today. We've got plenty of sunshine, and there's just a slight chance we could see a shower develop. There is a rather weak disturbance that's kind of moving to the west across our area. That could set off a couple of showers, but for the most part, we should have a lot of sunshine. Tonight, partly cloudy, low around 70. And then tomorrow, a repeat of today's weather, mostly sunny, just a slight chance of a shower, and a high tomorrow in the upper 80s. Now, looking ahead to Friday and the weekend, Friday should be mostly sunny, but in the afternoon, a very good chance for a thunderstorm activity, and that should carry into the evening as a cold front approaches. This front is going to give us some cool temperatures over the weekend, a little bit of a touch of autumn, especially Saturday night as we cool down to near 60 with 50s in some outlying areas. And so look for those thunderstorms to develop, and hopefully we'll get enough rain here to hit some of the areas that have been extremely dry. Saturday, it looks like a few showers may be around. It'll be cooler, only about 80 degrees for Saturday afternoon. And we'll cool down to the low 60s and some areas in the upper 50s for Saturday night. Sunday looks good, mostly sunny and a high of about 82 degrees. After that, a few little scattered thunderstorms for Monday and Tuesday. And we'll warm up a little bit into the mid-80s. So the weekend looks good. It looks like the best day will be Sunday with the sunshine and only 82 for a high.
Yeah, that sounds delightful. I like that. About time. All right. Also, we're still in hurricane season. What are you watching in the tropics?
Right now, we don't have any named storms, so that's good. There are a couple of disturbances off the east coast of the country, off Florida and off the Carolinas, so kind of watching those. You don't expect any development at this time. There is another low-pressure area out in the middle of the Atlantic, and there's a possibility it could become tropical, but it's not going to affect any land area. We also have a tropical wave off the coast of Africa, but right now, there are no named storms.
All right, Dr. Bill, good news on all fronts, and we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, of course, tropical weather expert. Get his forecast 24/7 here at FM Talk 106.5 and his look at the tropics all hurricane season long. 7:37, time to check the ride in. Here's Kane with the traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, we've had a great ride so far across the Bayway. One action, I-10 eastbound between the ramp to Canal Street and the ramp to Water Street off to the right median. Traffic flow looks good, but heavier traffic along Old Shell Airport and again near Schillinger, Tanner Williams, and Snow. But no new wrecks in the roadways. One we've got clearing and a good ride again if you're traveling northbound 65 up towards Saraland. Market in the Park is back this Saturday and every Saturday through November 23rd from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square. Get the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Sean Sullivan, the man behind the voice, and learn a bit about running a talk radio station. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
Sean Sullivan took ownership of this station in 2007. You'll recall the economy then wasn't all that great. And though Sean had been in radio for years, he had to learn how to run a station and then become a talk radio host. Today, he's South Alabama's go-to source for local content, whether it's bridge tolls, political campaigns, or fishing tackle. And his station is humming right along, including over 40 hours a week of local content. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston, presented by Coastal Alabama Community College, Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5, or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Fresh, local, at Allegri Farm Market. With fresh produce daily straight from their farm to your table. Sneak out and catch this morning's pickings and bring home the goodness of the Baldwin County earth, rain, and sunshine. Seasonal fruits, vegetables, locally made products, dairy, shelled peas, and ready-to-cook casseroles. Allegri Farm Market helps make fresh meals easy and affordable. Just off I-10 and Daphne at Highway 181 and County Road 64. Open daily 8 to 6, Sundays 9 to 5. Fresh, local, delicious. Allegri Farm Market.
740 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Y'all say hello to Larry Kirby at LCM, and they're always getting new inventory, so that's why we check in with them so many times a week to find out what's new on the lot. Hey, Larry.
Good morning, Sean. How are you this morning?
Man, I'm good. Let's talk about new inventory, fresh inventory at LCM.
All right, I just hit a couple real quick. Matter of fact, you caught me in the middle of moving one around. It's a 2014 Acura MDX. Just a beautiful little SUV. It's local trade-in, one owner. Now, I mean, just super clean. And then got in one of your favorites. I got a Crew Cab F-250, two-wheel drive, diesel 2008 model with a one owner also.
You have a range. That shows the range of vehicles at LCM. You also have that kind of a variety in financing options.
Absolutely. We got great relationships with the credit unions. We get unbelievable rates and unbelievable terms because we just do so much business with them every month, so we can get our customers priority rates and priority terms.
Good deal. Give us directions to come see you. Talk financing.
Highway 90 at Plantation Road, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM 742. Let's get headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A U.S. soldier has been arrested in the 2018 rape of an Auburn University student. On Tuesday, 27-year-old Ryan Charles Petro was taken into custody on 5 counts of first-degree rape. He's stationed at Fort Bragg. Authorities say his arrest stems from an investigation into a sexual assault that was reported to police on May 29, 2018. The female victim was a 19-year-old Auburn University student. She reported being sexually assaulted at a local hotel by Petro, who was an acquaintance. Forensic examination and analysis of evidence by the Alabama Department of Forensic Sciences led investigators to Petro, as he was positively identified as the individual responsible for sexually assaulting the victim. He had been deployed to Afghanistan and was arrested by U.S. Army Criminal Investigation Division agents on September of 2019 and then turned over to the Cumberland County Sheriff's Office in North Carolina. He waived extradition and was transported to Alabama, where he was then booked into the Lee County Jail and is being held on a $500,000 bond. Both the U.S. Army CID and the Auburn Police Department are investigating this case. Here's a question for you. Who could forget the attack Squirrel Man? 35-year-old Mikey Polk of Athens. He's the Limestone County man who allegedly fed methamphetamines to a squirrel earlier this year, and that story went viral. Well, he just received some good news, as Polk had a receiving stolen property charge dismissed Tuesday in a Limestone County circuit courtroom. According to the AP, Polk, who was captured in Lauderdale County in June by sheriff's deputies after 9 days on the run, is still charged with 3 felonies, possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and felon in possession of a firearm, and one misdemeanor of possession of a wild bird or animal. It was during a drug bust at Polk's apartment in June when authorities discovered methamphetamines, ammunition, and body armor, and that squirrel. Authorities say that they were told that Polk fed methamphetamines to the animal to make it more aggressive. The sheriff's office said the squirrel was released into the wild. While running from authorities, Polk recorded a video with what he said was a squirrel, and he denied all allegations. But the sheriff in Limestone County refuted that claim, saying, quote, there is no safe way to test a squirrel for methamphetamines. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat. Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
They build the best trailers on the market today. For nearly 65 years, McLean Trailers have been serving the trailer market in Houston and later Baton Rouge, stressing quality, customer service, and ingenuity. McLean manufactured, galvanized, and aluminum boat trailers, along with a variety of cargo and utility trailers, are on display at McLean Trailers' new showroom, 26110 Railroad Avenue, south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. McLean Trailers' new modern repair service facility can take care of all your trailer problems and repairs. McLean Trailers in Loxley has the largest inventory of trailer parts and accessories around. Whether you need a new aluminum or galvanized boat, a cargo or utility trailer, McLean Trailers can meet your needs. When you need parts, accessories, or your trailer needs repairs, McLean Trailers can handle it. For all your trailer needs, go by today and see Robert at McLean Trailers, 26110 Railroad Avenue, the south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. Go by McLean Trailers today.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. People in Santa Rosa County have voted down a proposed 1 cent sales tax for infrastructure. More than 67% said no to the tax. The 1% sales tax was set to replace the current half-cent sales tax expiring December 31st. County officials say the tax hike, if passed, would have generated $180 million over 10 years for road improvement and capital infrastructure projects. Mobile police have not yet released the name of a man hit and killed by a car in Mobile last night. It happened on Noel Avenue. That's off the I-65 service road near Old Shell Road. Mobile Baykeeper has released the bacterial results from a sewage spill in Fish River Monday. E. coli has been detected, but there is not a large enough amount to cause major concern. The swimming threshold for E. coli is 235 per 100 milliliters. County Road 64 is slightly above the threshold at 262. The other locations on Highway 104, Bohemian Park, and County Road 32 are under the threshold. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Auburn loses a star player to injury for at least the next month. Tampa forces Game 5 in Houston, and I've got the odds for this weekend's SEC games. We start with some tough news for the Auburn Tigers. Running back Jatarvius Boobie Whitlow expected to miss the next 4 to 6 weeks after undergoing knee surgery yesterday. Hail.com reports that Whitlow suffered the knee injury late during the Tigers' 24-13 loss to Florida on Saturday. And he actually he returned to the game after he was injured and didn't realize that he was hurt until the following morning. Tigers have a bye this weekend before facing Arkansas next Saturday, but they will miss their lead back while he's out. Whitlow currently leads the SEC with 7 rushing touchdowns, and he's second in the conference in rushing yards. Whitlow will miss Auburn's big game at LSU on October 26th, but he could possibly return in time for the Georgia game on November 16th. In baseball, the Tampa Bay Rays scored 3 runs in the first inning and beat the Houston Astros 4-1 to force a series-deciding Game 5 in Houston tomorrow night.
Here's the 1-2 from Snell up the middle. The Tampa Bay Rays win Game 4, even the series, at 2 apiece.
That's the final call from TBS. Tampa's Willie Adames added to the lead with a 4th-inning solo home run. And the Rays sent Houston ace Justin Verlander to the bench early. Verlander allowed all 4 Rays runs in only 3 2/3 innings in the loss. And former Alabama tight end O.J. Howard yesterday was in the stands in Tampa Bay. Of course, he's a Tampa Bay Buccaneer now. Caught a foul ball barehanded towards the end of the game. O.J. Howard catching it barehanded.
It's a man.
Yeah, it was a pretty cool moment there. Game 5 scheduled to start after 6 p.m. tomorrow night in Houston. Garrett Cole set to start on the mound for the Astros while Tyler Glasnow gets the call for Tampa. Today there are 2 Game 5s set to be played in the National League. Atlanta hosts St. Louis at 4 p.m. The Braves will start Mike Foltynewicz, and the Cardinals will trot out Jack Flaherty. Then at 7:37, the L.A. Dodgers host Washington. Steven Strasburg starts for the Nationals, and Walker Buehler for L.A. Got some SEC games coming up this Saturday, Week 7 in the NCAA. Starts at 11 a.m. with the number 3-ranked Georgia Bulldogs hosting South Carolina. The Bulldogs favored by 25 points. Also at 11 o'clock, Mississippi State heads to Knoxville to take on the Tennessee Vols. Bulldogs are favored in that one by 7 points. At 2:30, number 1-ranked Alabama plays in College Station against number 24-ranked Texas A&M. Crimson Tide are favored by 16.5 points. At 3 o'clock, Vanderbilt hosts UNLV. Commodores favored by 14.5. At 6, Ole Miss plays at Missouri. Missouri's favored by 12. At 6:30, Kentucky hosts Arkansas. The Wildcats favored by a touchdown. And then at 7 o'clock, the biggest game of the day, a top 10 matchup. Number 5, LSU hosts number 7, Florida. LSU is favored by 13. 7:49 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, I-10 eastbound near the Water Street exit, blocking the right shoulder. Have got an accident without injuries. His traffic flow has been busy along Airport, Spring Hill, the Dolphin at 65, also Moffitt near University, but no other wrecks in the roadways. The Blacksmith Experience in Daphne offers beginning blacksmithing and knife-making classes. Learn to design and forge your own knife and other fun projects. Weeknight and weekend classes available. Reserve your spot at theblacksmithexperience.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated showers. High temperatures will be in the upper 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with isolated showers and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Champy's Fried Chicken in Daphne has everything to make your taste buds dance. Champy's has fresh hand-rolled hot tamales, homemade sides, fresh farm-raised catfish, awesome chicken tenders, salads, fresh cooked-to-order fried chicken, and don't forget about our fully stocked bar while watching your favorite game on one of our many TVs. Hey, your friends are here, so come join us at Champy's Famous Fried Chicken in Daphne on Highway 98, open 7 days a week.
All right, 7:53, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. On the way, maybe we'll have to have a sounder for this. Constables in the news. More Mobile County Constable news coming up in just a second. Right now, Kelly's got her headlines.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5, because it's never too early to make your dinner plans, especially with three of the top restaurants in the city are joining forces. Coming up on October the 24th, it is Dining on Dolphin, Thursday, October 24th at 6:30 p.m. on Dolphin Street. The press release says that showcasing globally inspired, locally sourced, inventive cuisine from three of Mobile's premier restaurants in an intimate setting along Dolphin Street in downtown Mobile's Historic Arts and Entertainment District, and you are invited. This event will feature a four-course dinner from Noja, the Noble South, and Southern National, and your meal will be accompanied with wines. And get this, a portion of the proceeds will benefit the Barton Academy. If you'd like more information, go to DiningOnDolphin.com. If you're looking for a job, Best Buy is looking for you. The retailer says that they're planning to hire thousands of people across the country for the holiday season, and it's all going to happen at a job fair at all Best Buy locations nationwide October 10th and 11th from noon to 7 p.m. Best Buy has 11 locations here in the state of Alabama. So if you're interested, you may apply in person or submit online when it comes to your RSVP for an interview. Walk-ins are also welcome. Positions will come with 401k eligibility and an employee discount. Again, for more information, you want to hop online and visit bestbuy.com. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
754 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. By the way, you got junk piled up. You got the holidays on the way. You want to be ready for Uncle Merle and Ethel to show up at the house with their whole crew. Maybe you at one point had that guest bedroom and you started putting a few things in there and then a few more things in there and then piling stuff on the bed. Hey, stuff you don't need, it's junk. Get rid of it with 1-800-GOT-JUNK. It could be inside the house, could be outside the house. I mean, if you have, if your youngest child is now in graduate school and you still have a swing set in the backyard, might be time to let it go.
Could be.
Just get rid of it. Storage units that are filled up with a bunch of stuff you don't even know what's in there, but you're paying for it. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Call Trey and the crew. Trey Bennett, my buddy, working in Mobile in Baldwin County. He's 11 years now doing this. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. It's as easy as going on the website, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, to make an appointment or picking up the phone and calling 1-800-GOT-JUNK. They'll set a specific day and time. That's when they show up. They assess the job. They quote you a price. If you say yes, they get right to work. 1-800-GOT-JUNK online. At 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right, this story, more Mobile County constables in the news.
Again?
Yes. From our news partners at WKRG, maybe you heard Bill mention it earlier, Mobile County constable who also works at a funeral home is accused of making a bribe to a business. It's a heck of a sentence. Albert Kenmar was arrested on October 2nd on a compounding charge. According to Mobile County Sheriff's Office, Kenmar went to the Bargain Barn in Grand Bay after two women who were members of his church had been arrested on warrants for shoplifting. The Sheriff's Office says he offered to pay any amount of money to make everything go away. Kenmar was charged with compounding. Did you know that that was a...
I have never heard that charge in my life.
He was released the same day as his arrest. Kenmar was a write-in candidate in the November 8th, 2016 election. He serves as the Precinct 13 constable. His term from January 16th of 17 to January 18th of 2021. At the time of his arrest, Kenmar listed the Kenmar Family Funeral Home on Tanner Williams Road as his place of employment. So, compounding, which maybe that's a... I mean, is that another word for... bribery, I guess, or
it must be.
And is that so? You go in the way this says that he goes in, and I don't know if he goes in as a constable or he just goes in as a person.
And it's the Bargain Barn, so bargain he probably barn. Thought, you know,
yeah, could get a deal.
Yeah,
but these women that were arrested had warrants out for shoplifting, and he's going to see what it would take to make those go away. He's arrested on that. So more constables in the news. Mobile County kind of stuff. That's how we roll here, right? 7:57, hour number 3 of Mobile Mornings on the way. Text line, phone line, 343-0106. Website, fmtalk1065.com. Check us out on Facebook and on Twitter.